Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Another milestone for the Ford Motor Company. They are celebrating 75 years of F-Series trucks. Joining us right now to talk about how they're celebrating and how these trucks have changed and remained the same over the years, Archive and Heritage Brand Manager at Ford, Ted Ryan. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. 75 years of F-Series trucks. I mean, a lot of things have remained the same in these trucks. A lot of things have changed, too, haven't they?
They have, and it's amazing. So the F-Series was, interestingly to me, the very first vehicle that was built post-war by the Ford Motor Company, designed from scratch and built post-war. And let me read you the opening line of the press release. Uh-huh. Driver comfort and efficiency are the primary considerations of engineers and designers who created the 1948 Ford trucks. Cabs for the new trucks have been redesigned to assure living room comfort. You know, you could almost put that same language out today, 75 years later, for the type of trucks we're making.
Absolutely. The approach was the same. The execution may be a little different all these years later. These are trucks that people just love, don't they?
They are. And for the 75th anniversary, we're actually doing a special heritage edition that fans will be able to order soon. It's going to have the famous two-tone or ABA color pattern. Where you'll have like a red top or a red midsection, and with the upper and lower ones being gray or black. I remember growing up in the 70s and 80s seeing those amazing Ford pickup trucks and the red and white striping. So for the 75th anniversary in July, people will be able to begin to order those special trucks with a historic feel to them.
That is so exciting and so cool. And now, you know, they're actually making electric trucks. Who would have thought 75 years ago that you'd see electric powered F-Series trucks?
It's amazing. The Lightning is selling so fast. We can't build enough to meet the demand. My poor wife ordered one, and we're on the waiting list to get it in 2023. Wow. I don't have any pull right to get it any earlier. We can't wait.
No, that's exciting. So what are some of the color options in this Heritage model?
Some of the color options, here we go. Race red, which is that bright red with upper and lower carbonized gray. An Atlas blue midsection with black on top and bottom. Antimatter blue, that's that bright blue that you see mainly on Broncos and Mustangs, but you're going to be able to get an F-Series with it, with the carbonized gray. The other thing, too, is that they've done some neat trims on the inside. Seat trim features more inserts, embedding, and then a white 75 years logo appears in the windshield and is included on the startup screen. So just little Easter eggs that will remind people of the heritage of the F-Series.
Well, and that's something that Ford, I feel like, really enjoys doing, is embracing heritage. And you certainly know about that. But, I mean, really, you know, all the creature comforts you want in a new vehicle, but with a nod to history, too.
That's 100%. And you always look forward, and you always design the vehicles to be the best that they can be given the technologies at the time. But if you can have a nod to the past, like with the Bronco, they have the Baja pattern embedded near the gas cap, and just little Easter eggs that will remind people that Ford Motor Company has been making vehicles for 119 years, and we don't plan to stop now. We're proud of our heritage, but we're also proud of the way that we're looking forward.
I wonder what those designers 75 years ago who built the first Ford F-Series trucks would think if they saw some of those trucks today.
I think they'd love them, but you know, consider too that this is just after World War II, so a lot of these guys just came back from the service, or if they had stayed with Ford, you know, they were probably Willow Run or the Rouge building tanks or B-24 Liberators. And so coming back and being able to design a car for basically the working people of America and the F-Series, I think it's fitting that the very first vehicle designed and built after the war was a truck, because that's what we do.
Yeah. The Heritage Edition, where can people order that or see it, and when are they going to be available?
they can see the pictures by going to media.ford.com. They can order beginning in mid-July by going to ford.com. And the production is going to start in the fall, so you're not going to have to wait too long after you order to be able to get it. I think that we recognize that let's not make people wait 2 years to get something that they're ordering. So if you go online in July and order from Ford.com, hopefully your production is going to start in the fall and you'll get it sooner rather than later.
All right. Good stuff. Ted, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.